audience. You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godspropheticoutreachministry.com.
Tim, hallelujah. My. I give him praise today. I will stand flat-footed anywhere and say, God say for me to turn around. And if he said turn around and sit down, I would do it. But when you get jacked up with spirits that control you, hand watching you, sucking out of you, demand, require, does that make God less effective? It look like, it feel like, but it ain't like. I give him praise today. I give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't go home and talk about nobody but Pastor Freddie Grant, because that's who I'm talking about today. You safe in your own safety, but the only safety I know is to allow yourself to be exposed to Satan in his amp. Hallelujah. And God will be greater than Satan in his amps. He ain't coming by himself. He coming with a multitude. He ain't got the power by himself. He mess up and gravitate some others. I know I'm in the house today. I bless your name. My. Jealous will come. And it'll bring a report of his jealousy. Oh, my God, it'll dictate to you. Might remember the day I'm talking about Pastor Freddie Grant, but take the title off. Call me Freddie May. That's my given name. The enemy will see. Can he destroy you? He'll see, can I implement a plan of failure? My God. God know who he want to go win souls to his kingdom. And you can't do it within yourself. Why do he put you on the island of Patton? So he can instruct you. So you will know that you know he's your provider. Oh, I got a message. If I don't get to it, it's fine. Why do you think you let you go through something? He moved you from all them people who you're looking at and relying on. That's an island of getting your attention. Oh, my God. Oh, in the natural. We always looking for somebody who I can look up to. But this one and only Jesus is our only source to look up to. Oh, I give him praise today. Just talking about Freddie Grant. And I said, God, I heard you tell me many things. And I heard you tell me you were going to do many things. I quite can't understand. I need to know that whatever you say, it is what you say and no otherwise. You can just write yourself a death notice. If you don't want to obey God. The test is, do what God allow to see, do you still mean it? And he'll let you know, because you ain't smart in yourself. He'll let you see that demon that I release to see what you're going to do. If it ain't of God, it's a demon sent from hell. Anybody believe that they control the spirit of the living God. That's a demon sent from hell. Because God is God by himself. He don't need not one of us in here to help him be God. And I won't take it back. When you get tired of being tired, and you don't went through all the challenges you can go through, God won't be made alive for no man. No organization. No man plan. He won't be a liar for nobody. There are many people in the grave today taking God to be somebody to play with. Oh, it's in the house. It's in the house. And I'm talking about me. We get intimidated with religious and tradition. We get intimidated with gifts. Organizers. Religious transcripts. We get intimidated because it looks like it's God. It ain't like it's God. And it ain't God. I'm talking about Freddie Grant. And before we say, God, I need your help, we are trying to operate in the plan. And when you look up, you're dying by the day. You're dying. Well, God allowed you to live. And you made up your mind to die for folks. Die for tradition. Die for religious format. Die because man say they have authority over God. Well, happy yourself and die. Go on and die. If you think God made a man greater than him. He sent his son down here. His only son. We ain't giving away nothing unless we can get some benefits for him. He sent his only son down here for you and I. We always want to tell somebody to do something. We have not been put in a position to do it ourselves. We can give authority because we like being authority. We like telling people what to do and get happy when they're scratching to do it. If you ain't telling me what to do in that book, close your mouth. He said, I require you to live holy because I'm holy. My God, if don't nobody else want it, do you want it? Oh, I know we jacked up in religious and organizations and this denomination and that. I read in his book, he said, I require you to be holy. He didn't put down there Baptist, Pentecostal, Methodist. He wants you to develop a relationship with him. And he'll show you, I can line you up so you can live holy by my instruction and my authority. I ain't hear nobody. So I looked at me. I've been wanting to tell a little, so I'm telling it today. God healed me from a disease. And because I allow people to trample on me, allow people to, God ain't called you. How would you know if you ain't lined up with him? And then you still don't know he knows all things. And I went back to him. And I said, God, I done got sick again. And I understand. It's for my disobedience. But I'm crying out to you. I need your help. You said I should live and declare your word is true. I've allowed occurrence to come in my life. And it keeps shifting me from my new life. I repent and I ask you to forgive me. And I ain't just did it now, I've been doing it. Ain't nobody ready to die when they ain't lining up with God. You can fake it like you're ready to go, but hell will open up for you. I said, give me another chance. Oh, it's in the house today. You can play it, might be your last one before you get out of here. getting out of here, you get down so low you'll wish you was out of here. I said, give me another chance. And I need your help because I can't do it myself. I can't do it myself. I need you to help me. I remember where you brought me from. I remember on the Isle of Patton. You came in and said, you shall live. And your word declared I live. You came in and told me to leave my job that you were my provider. I did that. My God, you told me to pastor, and I tried to do that. I've been trying all along this pathway. And most of the time I've been drugged, dictated to, talked about, ridiculed, ostracized because of what man theory or what you require ain't good enough for man. I said, forgive me. I said, if you give me a chance again, I try my best with the help of you to do it your way. I'm talking about trying to impress somebody. Amen. Trying to equal up to somebody or assure them themselves. Remember who I'm talking about me today. You don't have to go home mad and with your jaws puffed up. Trying to please man, and God done already put you in a place that you know that I am. That I am. And we renege from that place because of paper. And I won't take it back. It's more than me you need to repent. Because when you think you done got away, that's when God lets you know you can't run nowhere not from me. Ain't nowhere you can hide up under that I can't come up in there and get you. I don't care how you in denial. Don't play with me with denial. We reason because we don't want to be true with our own self. When you're special, when you think you're smarter than who God put before you. Smartness don't mean because you can pronounce every word in that book. And I won't take it back for nobody. It don't make you smart because you can see everybody else been there. You better check in and see if you done got in witchcraft. Because when you over there focusing on somebody and not your own self, you in the witchcraft. But I come this morning. I come this morning before God, people, to talk about me. Because don't nobody want you to talk about them. Dying in need of a Savior. We got all these isms and schisms and prompts. And we think it's good for us. But don't allow him to put you on the island of Patton. Because some people have done had it. They wait so long they might not come from over there. People killing themselves because they ain't got their way. They breaking in places because they want what they want. There's a dire need and an urgency to want Jesus. When you want him, he'll come in and show you you. And what you need from him for this new life. Can't nobody tell me it ain't a new life when you invite him in. You stop worrying about the Jones on the corner. You start worrying about who's smarter than you and who's so gifted and talented that they in the superstar role out in Hollywood. You start being concerned about obeying him and following the instruction that he has given to you and I. He said, get up in the morning and go to the corner store. You don't need no permission to go down there. He said, go get down there. Can I help anybody? It ain't about our ability. And ain't nobody going to tell me no different. When he gave me this job, because I told him, I want you to erase the education. who I think I am, how I'm supposed to live, and how people supposed to receive me. I want you to take me as a babe. Erase this. I've been in church service since I was 10 years old. It ain't been in me. You learn protocol. You learn religious formalities. You learn how to govern yourself and sit in a devil's seat. You learn all that properism. Start walking around like you got wings and them flew up into heaven. You have to beg people for what God has given them. But God ain't got any begging penance for none of us. Either you want it or you reject it. The first assignment he gave me, he said, through you, I'm going to save your family. Whoever questioned him, I don't care today. God don't change his mind to whoever say not so. You need to check and see if your family all of that. He said, you obey me and do what I say do. Little old crazy me. Unlearn me. I thought, I still believe that if you do it God's way, but you got somebody there to shut you off. Because everybody knows I will not got an excuse and reason why I can't line up with God. I bless him today. My job require my time. I require time. Just keep on all the requirement and see what time do you get with him. Oh, when things get better for you, you back off from God. That ain't nothing but a setup. Oh, you get real comfortable. I done made it. Now you was using Sam and Dave. God sent me a call by the way of America. Tired of staying with in-laws and know they don't want you there. God, if you make a way for me to get my own place, I'm going to serve you, liar. Let me get a little raise on the job where I won't be the laughing stock of the community. Liar, you done got all flappy head. I'm in the house. Worrying about who see around me. I want you to come on where you can see what God is doing in me. Then you won't be my worst enemy. Because God send you to some people who think they got it, but they ain't got it. I ain't in the house. I'm glad you're not playing, Brother Gerald. Well, you can hear too. I know. God is going some separation in this hour. Amen. Run where you think it's at. You got to run to where he says at. Because we don't want the truth now. We want to be sophisticated. We want to be scholars and all properism and schizoism and all of the ism. Ain't scared of the power of God. Because I do what I want. I just got off my cussing format this morning. God understand, I just can't take nothing. Well, how you supposed to get something? You can't take crooks around you. You know they crooks? Know they vipers? Sucking the life out of you? How you supposed to get life? In him. I ain't hearing nobody. Oh, and we get down when we think somebody using us. How can anybody use the Jesus if you let him in? It's a price you pay when you think you're using Jesus. Everybody like a flunky. What they call it is a man-made dummy. Because a flunky do what you say do. So sit down, you sit where? Sometimes you just sit where anywhere. I give him praise today. I thank him for being God. Hallelujah. If I were going to preach today, I were coming out of 1 Peter, the first chapter. But I ain't opening up the book today. I'm flowing over here. Over here. it's a sure hiding place. Over here, it's a safe place. If you don't believe it, try it for yourself. Because he's greater than yourself and no other one too. I bless his name today. I bless his name today. I bless him today. We're so busy trying to get some friends down here. But there's a place to get in place over here. I bless his name today. Oh, I have some children. I have some grandchildren. I have some great-grandchildren. And I got a large family. But this thing's about me lining up with him who is God Almighty, who will empower you to say, not mine, but thy will come on the inside of me. Empower me to stand firm and wait on you. Oh, brother Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. You can't allow me to think that he won't come to see about me. And if the enemy can keep you from doing it God's way, that's his job. He come with shining robes on. Enticing word. If you don't believe, Satan know the word. Check around. But he ain't afraid of the word. You can play with it. Hell is a real place. And don't nobody make you go there. You go your own self. Because we got these cover-up clothes on. Won't tell the truth for myself. Well, how you think you're going to enter in a new life and you're a liar and know you're a liar? Won't tell the truth on individual. You just cover it up. That's a trained liar. When you train yourself to be a liar, you want to be a liar. It ain't hard to tell the truth and bite the bullet for telling the truth. It's okay, whoever up in my business today, because I ain't got none. I give all my cares to him. As I said, you're going to have to know there ain't nothing too hard for him for yourself. He's a mighty God. Because when I'm sick, I believe he'll come to see about me. When I don't know nothing else to do, he'll send me some help. Because I done told God, you know. But I'm going to tell you what little I know. And I ain't just started telling him, I've been telling him a long time. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Everybody want to see the success part in the natural. That ain't enough to see. I want to see the success part over in the spiritual realm. I've been beat down and ostracized. I ain't got nobody to come to see about me. But I call out to heaven. Oh, Jesus, my lily in the valley, my bright and warm morning star, will you come, will you come? Just lay your hands on me. I'm in dire need of move of you. I see them whizzing away and I can't grab hold to it. But when you send me a word or two, I believe that you can do it. Will you have mercy on me today? I need your mercy to strengthen me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, this journey can get so requiring. People are sent to destroy you. no good intention, with no good motive. Oh my God. Send his only son that we might have a right to the tree of life. If you think you don't have to take that note, this journey, somebody will give you some wrong information. But you got to know that God is greater. Don't keep playing with you, letting him in and you let him out. Let him in. And be assured that man can't take him out. Them and they posse in their armies. This ain't nothing to play with. This concerning your soul, where you wanted to spend eternity. Going along with wrong. And somebody to convince you wrong is right. He don't operate over there. You're going to have to call wrong, wrong, so he can make you right. And it don't impress me how gifted, how talented, and how smart the individual might be. I can't look at that. I got to look at the one who sent his only begotten son, that I can have the right to this new life. Life wasn't designed to be peaches and cream, but somebody thinks so. You go through something, it's a battle on this side. And you must understand the battle ain't yours when you let him in. Because he know how to shut the battle down. You fight the fight of faith. I believe you that you told me. You don't look at the numbers, you look at him. Because require us to look at him. If we don't build it on a solid foundation, it will erupt like a canon. Prophets don't keep nobody when they don't want to live right. I said prophets don't keep nobody when you don't want to live right. That don't mean God's word is different. But if you don't want to line up, so be it to you. Hell still is available. When are we going to believe his word and apply it to my inner man? Though you allow me to go through, I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to mumble. I ain't going to tell you about it and them. I'm going to tell you about me. Here I am again telling you about me. I'm despondent again. I'm drained again. I'm despondent again. Here come another transition. But I need...
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreachministry.com.